Well, welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, and we are having a great day talking to one entrepreneur after another and having a great time. And I want to thank Chris Gerald for all his hard work and Alex Cooper as well. And we've done a lot of videos and audios over the year of 2017. Our next guest, first-time guest, Maria Shepherd from MediVantage, correct?
Correct.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
And tell us a lot about MediVantage. Tell us the whole history.
All right. Well, MediVantage, we are a company that does marketing, business, product development, strategy research for the medical device, diagnostics, and digital healthcare industry. So that's a mouthful.
But I understood you.
You did. That's
sure.
Great. So what we do is...
I used to work for the surgical division of J&J, Ethicon.
You know, it seems like everybody worked for that division. So that's
Ethicon?
Or J&J.
It's great training.
Big company.
It's one of those, you know, if you go back a generation, it's one of those, you know, blue chip companies that I think a lot of university grads went to go get trained.
Yep. And I agree. It's a great company, and I enjoy working with them when I get an opportunity to do that.
I'm sure my picture is still hanging with my class at J&J somewhere in the halls because they kept all the years. They probably X'd me out, though. Bad boy.
I'll bet they didn't.
No, they might have. So, Maria, let's get back to you and what you do. So you're really providing a marketing service to these companies, sort of an adjunct?
Not so much of a marketing service as a business service. So our goal is to be able to help medical device companies achieve the goals that they want to achieve with hospitals and with patients and with doctors, which is to improve patient outcomes, to make patients have better lives, healthier lives, happier lives, because they're cured of whatever disease or injury affects them, and to reduce the cost of healthcare. The cost of healthcare in the United States is extraordinarily high. It's almost 20% of our gross domestic product. And so the cost, and compared to other countries, it's almost twice as much as they spend on their...
Right, we're not efficient.
Yeah, we're nowhere near efficient. But we're trying very hard to become efficient. So the holy grail is to improve patient outcomes while reducing the cost of healthcare, which is something that we try to do. Sometimes one or the other is equally as good. Those are the ultimate goals.
So let's do a little way back machine.
Okay.
I like to refer to Rocky J. Squirrel.
Uh-huh.
Tell us about your background.
Sure. So I started at a company called C.R. Bard, which was recently acquired by Becton Dickinson, and I worked in three medical specialties there. I got hired by Boston Scientific, where I worked in another three medical specialties. This is kind of unusual. Most people pick a medical specialty and they stay in that
right. And
specialize. I liked being a generalist, and so I liked moving on and learning about new medical specialties. After I left Boston Scientific, I went to a small startup company called Iridian and worked with them on developing the product so that it could be acquired. Most small startup companies want to be acquired. That's the goal. So they were acquired ultimately by Covidien, which was a local company and is now part of Medtronic.
Interesting. Well, some of those names I knew, most of them I did.
Uh-huh.
Did you decide to start this company yourself?
Yes, I did. So I founded the company 10 years ago in 1997. And, 2007.
I was thinking, I have a different calendar.
Let me start this again. I started the company in 2007, and at that point it was just me doing research for companies. I had a good reputation in the medical device industry, and I was able to approach a lot of people that I'd worked with before who I knew had these projects that needed to get done. But over the years, I was able to find other people who like me have medical device experience, because that's our secret sauce. What we do is we only hire experienced medical device people to be able to do our strategy research. There's a lot of consulting companies out there that are happy to do strategy research in medical devices or diagnostics or digital healthcare, but they don't have the experience that we do, and they don't understand the complexities of the business. And so they can't.
I agree. In your market, that you need to understand the finer points of the industry.
It is incredibly complex in our industry. And I'm always astonished by how many companies come to me with research that some other company attempted to do and asks me to fix it and get it.
It reminds me of a lot of these businesses that hire universities to do marketing studies.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, they just don't get it.
Well, they don't, because they haven't worked with doctors. If you haven't worked with a surgeon who got so mad at your medical device that they threw it against a wall, then, and it happens, you worked at J&J, you know.
I was just remembering some surgeons who threw devices against the wall that I was in front of.
I know. It's
in surgery.
In surgery, and it's painful, and they are mad, and you will take the brunt of it. But so understanding the pressures that they go through, because the reason that they're so out of control is because they're under extraordinary pressure. You're operating on a human being.
No error.
No error is allowed.
And when you make an error, you're doing it in public in front of everyone.
You are. And also, you're hurting somebody. And so that's the reason that your medical device has to work well in order and meet the needs of the surgeon and the surgical team and the OR staff. And the hospital administrators, almost 50%, one of the changes we've seen over the past 5 years or so is almost 50% of our research is focused on hospital administrators, because the business side has become so much more important to the adoption of new medical devices.
A lot more doctors are getting MBAs today.
Well, they are, but hospital administrators tend to be business people who work in the hospital and make purchasing.
I know medical people who have actually moved over to the other side.
Oh yes, and that can be a challenge, because most doctors will try to develop a medical device, but it's really, really expensive to get a product to market. I think the last statistic I saw on that was that it's $32 million to get a 510K product to market, which is a reasonably easy product to get to market.
Interesting. Very interesting. And how many people work for you now?
We have 10 people who work for me, but three of them that are that I keep busy on a full-time basis. So we do a lot of projects. We work with small medical device companies, startup companies, medium-sized medical device companies, and then very large companies also.
And do you see the industry continuing to change a lot? I would assume with this new budget and the continuing dismantling of Obamacare, you're going to still see change.
The healthcare industry is in flux and has been since the beginning of Obamacare. One thing that I hope that doesn't change is the trend towards value-based care. Value-based care means that patients are treated. It's not a fee for service. Every time a doctor touches the patients, they get paid something. That's a system that got us into this trouble that we have with spending so much on healthcare. Value-based care means that the patient is treated for the entire episode, and I'm hoping that that's not going to go away.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's very, very important, and it affects everything that we do. For example, we do due diligence work on acquisitions where we're looking at the buy side or the sell side. And usually it's the company that wants to buy the technology. And what they want to do is they want to make sure that the claims that the company is making that they want to buy actually have good fit with the needs of the people who are using that product to treat the patient, whether it's doctors or nurses or patients using the product on their own.
Now, this is a show about entrepreneurship, and you worked for some pretty big medical companies for a long time. Some of the pros and cons of being out on your own?
You could work 24/7.
Now.
Yes, even now. You do everything on your own. Big companies, you have IT teams working for you. You have all sorts of HR support and legal support. When you're a small entrepreneurial company, running a small entrepreneurial company like mine, I'm basically doing all of that. I mean, I have administrative help. I have an IT team. I have researchers who work for me, all who have medical device experience. So I can pretty much tell them, this is the project and let them go. But there's still a lot of management that's required.
Yes, it's a full-time job.
It is. It's a double full-time job.
I just came
job.
Back from a week away, and this person to my left said to me, oh, you know, like, you must have, you know, he made a crack about me being away for a week. I'm lucky if I get 2 hours off a day when I'm away.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Oh, I try very hard to make sure that I keep it to managing emails. And
I actually went away for work, so it was hard, but it was in a warm climate.
Well, that's good. That's right. Good. It's always good to be in a warm climate.
I was dealing with construction vendors all week long.
Uh-huh.
So that was tough.
Wow.
And some negotiations around labor. If somebody wants to find you at MediVantage, how would they do that?
They would go to our website, www.medi-vantage.com. So that would be the best place to get in touch with us. Or you could just call us 855-343-3100.
I'd like it if you came back and you told us about a couple of cases in 2018.
I would love to come back and tell you about some of the work that we've done, because it's so interesting how we're helping shape the strategy of new medical device technology.
We'll talk to Alex about that. I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you very much.
Remind everybody, my name is Jeffrey Davis, also of MAGE. And my email is at jdavis@mageusa.com. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.